So what proceeds after the Minotaur battle is a bit of a blur, being that each of you are in various states of personal destruction. Paul, you remember at one point Skeeves grabbing you and shaking you, yelling, "Who are you people? Why with all of this?" Then, some point later, you were out of the dungeon. Chip Dougal tried to talk to you for a while, but gave up. Chip's people were there. Omar was around. You remember seeing Wayne at some point, the wizard. And then Rox Bennigan showed up. Rox tells Chip something, and it looks like everybody gets mad. Then Omar, the really big-looking guy on Chip's team, offers to escort you guys home. So he takes you back to the temple. Then he drops you off in your beds, and he goes to see Namir. It's late, and you guys are exhausted, so you fall asleep. In the next morning, Paul Bubblegum comes by, and he gives you a summary of the situation. You are only suffering from muscle fatigue, so a bit of breakfast and some fluids, and you're feeling a lot better. At least physically, anyway. Bubblegum explains, "Yeah, Omar was there with Namir pretty much the entire night. They must have had a lot to talk about. Your friends Lowry and Elvis, we got the doctor to have a look at them. It's pretty bad for Elvis. He's got a broken arm, and Lowry's pooping up blood, which isn't great. But they're giving him something to help, you know, with his digestion, and they say Elvis should recover a given time."
Is that it for Elvis? I thought he was dead.
Well, he's got a lot of bumps, bruises, lacerations, maybe some internal stuff, but he looks okay.
Is he moving around?
The doctor wants him on bed rest for just a little while, you know, so he doesn't hurt his arm again. Also, in case there's, like, hairline fractures we can't see, you know. But anyway, Paul, the rumor is, you went down in the dungeon unsanctioned.
It wasn't unsanctioned.
But you can't go in the dungeon unless you're licensed, and that means you gotta be a guild member or hiring on a guild member for a job.
I'm licensed, I joined the guild, and I was down there on a job for Chip Dougal.
Oh, alright. Okay, that's good. Because the guild will sue you,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know. Where's Elvis?
Oh, he's down the hall.
Okay, go down to see Elvis.
Oh, hey, Paul. Good morning. I see you're doing better.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. You know, if I broke anything, it was just my fists.
Did you punch a Minotaur to death?
Well, yeah. I guess kinda. I think I might have punched two of them to death.
Oh my god. Paul, did I kill any of them?
I don't think you did. You got knocked across the room really early.
Ah, dang.
I mean, you got hit by a Minotaur that must have weighed, like, what, 3 tons? And lived? That's still something.
Yeah, but oh my god, I'm trying to get people to make songs about me and my exploits, you know? He got hit across the room by a Minotaur doesn't make a good song, but he punched 2 Minotaurs to death with his bare hands? Oh my god, song material.
Elvis, don't tell him I said this, but I'm starting to think that maybe Lowry is right and the Adventuring Guild is a bad idea. Maybe it's time for me to cut my losses and just say, this is it.
Oh, no, Paul, but what about your parents?
I'm hiring Cherry for that. She's looking into it. Okay, she's an investigator. I'll let her investigate it. I don't need to put my life at
risk.
But,
Paul, what if they're still down there? What if they're trapped at the bottom of the dungeon and they're eating, like, rats that get summoned by a single pillar?
Don't. Okay? I never expected to find them alive. I just wanted to know what happened, is all. It's not some kind of quest.
Well, why not?
Because
if my dad vanished in the dungeon, I would never rest until I found out exactly what happened.
That's different. Your dad's a professional adventurer. He belongs down there.
No, that's where he works. But he belongs on the surface alive and well, or planning to go on another adventure. That's what my dad is.
Well, your dad might be insane. I'm sorry I have to say it, but he might be.
Sure. I mean, to be a good adventurer, you might have to be a little crazy. To be a really good anything, even, I feel like you just have to be kind of nuts. Because they say it takes like 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. But what if you spend 20,000 hours or 40,000 hours? Who has that kind of time? Only a crazy person who will devote 40,000 hours to their insane thing of choice.
Elvis, if we spend another 40,000 hours in that dungeon, one of those hours is going to kill us.
That is what's crazy about it.
I don't know if I'm cut out for that.
Well, that's okay. But hey, Paul, you saved my life today.
It was yesterday night.
Yesterday.
Your armor saved your life.
If you don't want to be an adventurer, could I hire you to be my personal bodyguard? No, I can't think of anyone else that I know who could have beaten an entire Minotaur by himself with his bare hands like that.
You didn't even see it.
But I know what happened, though. It looked bad, and everyone looked in danger, and you jumped in, and you saved us all.
I don't even hardly remember. There were fists, and there was a bunch of fur, and then there was blood everywhere.
But me and Lowry were alive, and that is all thanks to you. If you weren't there, I wouldn't be here either. Hey, speaking of everybody, have you talked to Lowry?
No. I hear he's pooping blood.
Oh, no. Did his poop get injured?
No.
I didn't know that could happen.
No, Elvis.
Then why is it bleeding?
His stomach or something is bleeding. I don't know.
That makes sense. Well, when you go see Lowry, tell him that I said hello, and thank you for removing the weapon from that one Minotaur.
I don't want to talk to Lowry. I don't want to talk to Lowry. Because he's going to try to figure out some way to moralize it and make it my fault.
Well, he's a philosopher. That's what he does.
Yeah, I know. That's what he does.
I personally kind of want to know what he says. He always has that little bit of wisdom, and I do think about it.
He's going to tell you that this proves that he's right and dungeoneering is unsafe.
Well, that's where you've fallen on it. You should try and tell him that you think that dungeoneering is unsafe and see what he says.
I don't want to agree with Lowry. That's just going to set him off.
Well, think of it this way. I want you to help out and be my bodyguard, but Lowry will probably agree with you and tell you that you ought to quit. If you're struggling to make up your mind, you could weigh both perspectives and then you could come to a conclusion.
His perspective is stupid. And actually, no offense, but your perspective is stupid too.
No, what do you mean, no offense? How can you tell me my perspective is stupid, no offense?
I mean, like, I don't want to make you feel bad.
Well, that makes me feel bad. You can't just say your perspective is stupid,
but
Elvis.
But you're just like, my dad wants me to go in the dungeon,
My dad and I are a lot alike, so...
I want to go in the dungeon because I like to go in the dungeon. We don't have to be our parents.
How do you know that? You might be like your dad.
I mean, I don't know that. Maybe I am like my dad.
Well, your dad seems like a good guy if you're like your dad. You know, he got along, he raised a kid, he raised a good kid. I mean,
no.
His genetics raised you.
Look, I just don't want to talk to Lowry.
Don't like that he argues with you, but you know what? I feel like Lowry likes that we argue with him because... That's all he wants to do,
Well, I don't like it. I hate it.
I kind of like it. I like that he's always thinking of things that I never think of.
Well, I don't. So you're entitled to that, but I just don't.
I feel like, really, he just wants to be listened to.
Well, I don't want to listen to him.
Well, okay. You don't have to. I guess I'll go see him as soon as the doctor says I can get out of bed.
Speaking of, Lowry, what are you doing with your time?
Bubblegum, where are my eggs?
But the doctor said you can't have eggs, Lowry. It's got to be soup. You're pooping blood.
Eggs, damn you, eggs.
Okay, well, in that case, Paul, on your way out of Elvis's room, you get caught by Namir. He says, Paul, I see you're up.
Yes, sir, I wasn't too badly injured.
But your friends were.
Yes, sir. Well, Lowry's not really my friend, but Elvis was injured.
Well,
yes.
Mr. Omar is the one who came by and dropped you off, and he and I have discussed the situation at length. I'm told that you showed quite a bit of promise down in the dungeons. Supposedly, you killed 2 Minotaurs with your bare claws.
It was pure adrenaline, sir. I couldn't have done it without support.
Paul, we have had discussions about you and your involvement with the Adventuring Guild.
I know, sir. I am so sorry. I didn't know it was going
to
turn out like this.
I don't want to hear it. Mr. Omar has already done his best to mollify my feelings about the situation. And based on your performance today, apparently, he would like to take you on as an understudy. Beneath himself.
Who? Omar Hubbard wants me to be his understudy?
Yes. And as you're well aware, he's an experienced fighter. He's probably made an impression from the times that he's come in before.
He's injured people.
He's vicious, but he's got fire in him. And far be it for me to tell Mr. Omar who he can and cannot have as an understudy. So for better or worse, you've drawn his attention, Paul.
Well, what'd you say? Am I supposed to say something?
It's up to you, Paul. I tried to explain your situation to him, told him you were barely trained, you were studying under Milton. He said that he would take over from Milton.
Doesn't he work under Chip Dougal?
He does. He's Chip's right-hand man.
I don't know if that's really what I wanted, sir.
Well, be that as it may, it's what Mr. Omar wants now. It's a big honor. I will give you that. I'd give it serious consideration, Paul.
I will give it the due diligence that it requires.
I'll just hope that if you graduate to his level that you don't forget where you came from. We could use all the support we can get in the church.
No, of course not, sir.
Well, then. I suppose unless there's anything else we need to discuss...
No, no.
Then, I suppose, get back to Omar as soon as you can. And Namir leaves.
Okay. Well, that's a lot to take in. We've got some downtime, right? Because Elvis and Lowry are both battered.
Yeah, they've got to heal for a while.
Okay, then I think I'm going to use some time to go take a visit to Cherry Deckard.
All right, yeah. You find the time when you can slip out, you go downtown, you knock on Cherry's door. She answers, and she goes, Oh, Paul, come right in. She invites you in. She pours you a drink. She goes, So, what do I owe the visit?
I have a lot of things to tell you. And I proceed to tell her everything.
All right. Cherry listens intently. And at the end of all that, she says, I think I would have preferred it if Lowry left a flaming bag of dog poop for Chip.
Well, someone's got a foot in the dog poop now.
It certainly does look like the three of you have some wiping to do.
So what do we do now?
You're asking me?
I don't know who else to turn to.
Well, if it had been up to me, I would have liked to lay low and keep my cards close to my chest. But it's a bit late for that now.
Yeah, obviously.
And any plan I make, I assume that Lowry's gonna have his own opinions of.
Yeah, also, obviously.
But all right, deep breaths. It's not as bad as it looks. You've told me everything you know, and you didn't have to do that, so we can take inventory. For you, you'll be glad to know that I looked a little bit into your parents and what happened to them some 20-odd years ago. There's good news, and there's bad news. The bad news is, I couldn't find any information about any catmen that went missing in the dungeons around that time.
But Namir took them down there.
So he said, and he might have. I do see that Namir was very active in the dungeons in those years. He was, of course, a bit younger, leaner, and he wasn't as high-ranked in the Curator's Order. So he had a lot to prove. But it turns out that as Namir began to climb the ranks, he had some interactions with Rutherford, which actually combined my areas of research rather nicely. Rutherford was even younger. He was just starting out in the guild, as far as I can tell. And while Rutherford was focused a lot on the manipulation of the pillars within the dungeon, he does have some notes about the idea of suppressing the pillars. It didn't bear much fruit. Like I mentioned with Lowry, any sort of magic that could suppress the pillars would be powerful enough to suppress itself. It's paradoxical. There's discussion in his notes of the idea of circumventing the pillars, using teleportation magic to get around them. It's feasible. Certain high-level wizards could do it. There are a few problems with that idea, though. Most wizards have to move the runes to get their teleportation, and if you accidentally went too far into the radius of a pillar, well, you'd summon something. Something probably horrible. The further down you go, the more densely packed those pillars are, and usually, the more powerful things they summon. A man like Torvald, who can innately teleport all over the place without getting tired, would be an ideal candidate. He's a rare case. Not many people learn to just move around like that. Unfortunately, in Torvald's case, he's not exactly a survey engineer, so he can't do much mapping. And he can't take anyone else with him, so all he could do is go down, report what he's seen, and possibly get himself killed.
Did they catch him? Do they know where he's at?
Officially, no. And my sources report, no. Which means that either he's dead, deeper down in there, or there's a way out that we're not aware of, which is feasible, or he's still there, hiding. The thing about someone like Torvald is when a guy like that likes to run, he can run. In fact, he's an obvious choice for an agent in hindsight. It's no wonder he's involved in something.
Did nobody else think about this?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people were thinking about this. Chip was probably thinking about this. You think that Lowry himself persuaded Chip to go ahead and spring this on Torvald? It's likely that several people have been waiting for an excuse.
So who's he working for?
Well, stay with me here, because none of this is proven. But back in the day, Namir used to work frequently with Omar. Omar was also younger then, and he was ascending the ranks of the guild quite quickly. In fact, at the time, it was thought that he would have Chip's position. It turns out that Omar wasn't very good politically. Chip was. Both of them are one-man success stories. I won't go into the details, but they have impressive records. But at any rate, because Torvald was over there on the northeast side, where Chip was, that meant that most of the time Torvald would have been reporting up to Chip or one of his men. Possibly Omar.
No, hold on a minute. I don't get what you're insinuating. Should I be mad?
Well, not just yet. I'm throwing connections together, and I'm trying to figure out how they line up and why. I don't know if I'm really onto something. But Omar and Namir and Rutherford are all connected, and Omar is above Torvald. Torvald didn't want to be captured by Chip, so they must not be connected. It's all just a collection of deduction and, oh, let's be honest, somewhat baseless conjecture. But this is the job, trying to make connections and gathering data. These are some leads that we could pursue. They might not lead anywhere, but that's how it works.
Well, Omar wants me to be his understudy, so I guess I have a reason to be close to him.
Or, more concerningly, Omar has a reason to want to be close to you.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It's not Chip that's going to kill us. It's Omar that's going to kill us. It's going to kill me.
Well, if my leads are correct, maybe. However, I've been thinking about something having to do with Lowry.
That we should let him go?
Ooh, you're not going to like what I'm going to say.
That we should drown him in a shallow puddle?
So, you know how I said that his ability to deactivate magic is kind of paradoxical and sort of unheard of? I was wondering if we could maybe have Lowry test that out on one of the pillars in the dungeon.
Oh my God, can he not? Can he not be
I'm
important?
I'm so sorry, Paul. But he might be.
No. No.
If we could just walk past the pillars, we could maybe go deeper in the dungeon, find out where Torvald is gone, and then question him more directly.
Cherry, we cannot tell Lowry that he is important to something.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Paul, but I think he is. And it is either we do that and work with Lowry, or we try to work with Omar and you go mano a mano with him somewhere deep in the dungeon where we cannot help you.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up. Hey, I hope everybody is enjoying Dungeon Men as we continue forward. If so, I've been on the internet for a while, and I've done a lot of things. You can find some of those things on my website, donsomewhere.com. I also have a Patreon under Don Somewhere. I really appreciate the support a lot, and it helps me keep going with my creative stuff. On the rare times I get done with stuff early, I'll post it there first, and otherwise I try to use it to keep everybody in the know about whatever's currently going on. For example, Apple is about to start taking 30% of all Patreon donations, so if you are donating through an Apple app, 30% of that money will soon go to waste. But anyway though, the website is donsomewhere.com, and you can find me on Patreon under Don Somewhere.